This is the Donovan West Mustang Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny Kane here with you, and joining me now is Perry Smith, head coach of the Mustangs, brought to you by Triple L Tire. And, well, Coach, let's start with this. Just first off, the first week of the season is finally here. I know it's been a long summer, a long couple weeks of practice, but just first off, how are the guys feeling here with week one finally here?
Well, I think they're excited. As a football coach, I really like the Jamboree deal as well. Last week, being able to get on the field a little bit and break up a little bit of the monotony of practice, which I think is always a good thing, especially at a small school where maybe you don't have the numbers to have a great look at your first string against second string type deal. But overall, I think going good, and we're looking forward to the game on Friday.
Yeah, and a good thing for you, you do bring back a ton of experience. You're going to be one of the most experienced teams around this area. You go 4-3 last year, although it was just a wild season to say the least. Three different games get canceled. You had to pick up teams from Missouri, all around the area. So what do you try to take away from last year? Obviously, you bring back quite a bit, but what do you try to take, if anything, from last season?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is how to be flexible. The guys understand. We picked up our first game of the year, I think, within a 12-hour stretch where we were playing Blue Valley, and then we end up going to the Iowa line in Missouri and playing Worth County. So I think being flexible is one thing that the guys have learned about, and being able to go with the punches. Whatever's thrown at us, we got to be able to deal with, and hopefully we've learned to that, done that, and ready to move on.
As mentioned, you bring back a very experienced team that all starts at quarterback, Trent Spiker. He's back for his senior campaign. He ran for over 1,000 yards, threw for over 400 last year. It all kind of starts with him, doesn't it, a little bit? I know he's a good leader as well. Does it all kind of start with him? Is that how you look at things?
Well, Trent's a tremendous athlete who we expect a lot of every night. I'm not going to tell anybody they don't know. Trent Spiker's going to run the ball 30 times a game probably. We expect a lot out of him, and he's getting stronger, more mature, more mentally mature, more physically mature every year, and he's had a good summer in the weight room and had a good summer here first couple weeks of camp. So we expect a lot out of him, but we've got several seniors that are working hard and doing a great job filling in their role here the first couple weeks, so we're excited about this group, no question about it.
And along with Trey, you've also got a solid offensive line that's obviously going to help. What are your expectations for that unit coming into this year, especially with all the experience you do bring back?
Well, those three guys in the middle for us are strong guard Riley Schumann and center Cooper Clark and quick guard Michael Lackey. They're good football players. They've been starters at those three positions. They've been starters since their sophomores. So they've really come to solidify that, and they're competitors. They're hard workers. I would kind of equate them to football guys. None of the three play basketball. Michael's the only. Well, Cooper too. I guess got a couple wrestlers there, but they're good football players. And we expect a lot out of them as well. And as long as they're healthy, they're going to have fine senior seasons as well.
You guys are set to open up the season on Friday night against Blue Valley. We'll talk about that matchup with the Rams when we come back here on the Donovan West Mustang Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Donovan West Mustang Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Perry Smith, brought to you by Triple L Tire. And, well, Coach, you open up the season on Friday taking on Blue Valley, one of your just three league games that you will have here this season, at least on the schedule. So what are your expectations heading into Blue Valley on Friday night?
Well, there's a young team that dealt with some COVID last year as well, that kind of hampered them. I thought right out of the gate, we were supposed to play them first game of the year, and of course that got canceled. But they're a young team that's got a nice group of skill set players that looks like they've really matured and getting better. And we'll definitely have our work cut out for us on Friday night.
And you mentioned last week getting to play in the Jamboree and kind of see what your guys have a little bit other than hitting each other. So what are some things that you took out of that Jamboree that you're hoping to use here on Friday night?
Well, that Jamboree, one thing it does do for you, it kind of takes away the week one mistakes. We were able to go back and correct some things that we needed to correct. And luckily for us, it isn't week one where we had to correct them. I mean, we got them corrected before that. So it's great to go see somebody else and be able to adjust a little bit and be able to hit somebody different and you know, kind of implement a little bit of what you're going to do. But, you know, we saw some great things in the Jamboree and we've seen a lot of things we got to work on. So we've kind of addressed that and hopefully that shows up on Friday.
And with bringing those eight seniors back and having so much experience that you do bring back, does that change your game planning a little bit more here heading into week one, knowing that maybe you could throw a couple more extra wrinkles in there that maybe you couldn't do on a normal group, a young group heading into a season?
Well, definitely that, Johnny. I mean, we are light years ahead where we were 2 years ago when we started this. The guys are comfortable with what we're doing. We've probably got stuff in now that we didn't have the last couple of years till the middle of the year. So there is a lot of things, a lot of benefits for these guys being seniors. But you know, it still comes down to you got to block, you got to tackle, and you got to take care of the ball. And if we do those things, we think night in and night out, we'll have the opportunity to have some success. So we preach that pretty hard, and the guys buy into that. And we're like I said, you know, we're excited for the year. But you know, we've been excited for the year, last couple of years. But with the guys being seniors, they know this is it, and they got to take care of business every day. And we got to make sure when we step on the practice field, we're getting better. And if we do those things, good things are going to happen.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the year. But with that, good luck against Blue Valley on Friday night.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, joining us on our locker room chats, brought to you by Triple L Tire on FM 103.9 KNZA.